Welcome, everybody. I'm Mark David, founder of the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. Here we are in the Art and Science of Food and Body Coaching Online Summit. Today, I have the wonderful honor of speaking with Dr. Fab Mancini. Welcome.
Hi, Mark. It's so great to be with you again.
Same here, my friend. Let me brag about you a little bit, and then we're going to get going. So Dr. Fab Mancini is a world-renowned chiropractor. He's a Hay House International best-selling author of The Power of Self-Healing. He's also the host of his own popular radio show, Self-Healing with Dr. Fab. Dr. Fab is also the best-selling author of Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul. He's an internationally acclaimed educator, business leader, mentor, speaker, also president emeritus of Parker University. Dr. Fab has been all over the media universe, and I've known you for a bunch of years, and you're one of my favorite people in the sort of health and personal growth space. I'm gonna just say that right up front. I would love for you to share a little bit about just what got you personally onto the journey of becoming a healer, becoming an educator, becoming a human being that helps other human beings transform.
That's a great question. And I want to say, Mark, you're one of my favorite people too. I think since we've known each other, we've always connected on a very authentic, heart-centered space. And I think we've always shared that. For me, when I was 16 years old, I had a dream that I wanted to be a doctor. I didn't know what type of doctor. So I went to a great pre-med school. I thought I was going to go to Harvard University and study neurosurgery. And then I got involved in a car accident before I graduated from pre-med and led me to a chiropractor. A medical doctor actually referred me to his chiropractor to help my whiplash injury. And when I was with the chiropractor, I noticed that people were in the office getting well from all kinds of conditions, you know, migraines, neck pains, back pains, digestive issues, immune system issues. And I was very taken because I've never seen that. I initially thought chiropractic was a specialty of medicine, but I didn't realize that it was the leader of natural holistic medicine out there. So I got well within about 6 weeks. I interviewed 62 chiropractors within 6 months before I graduated and made the decision to go into chiropractic school so I could practice what I call preventative medicine. In those days, we didn't have functional medicine, integrative medicine, preventative medicine. So either you became a medical doctor and promoted drugs and surgery, or you became a chiropractor and promoted everything holistic. So I chose to be a chiropractor because of that. When I was in school, I was very hungry. And for those of you that are listening right now, I want you to ask yourself the question, are you hungry? And what are you hungry for? You know, my passion, Mark, was I was hungry to help the health of humanity. I was seeing that people's lifestyle was really causing them to be sick. Over 70% of the conditions out there can be prevented if we just simply change two things, the way we think and the way we behave. So I started really dwelling into chiropractic. I became an acupuncturist. At the same time, I was becoming a chiropractor. I studied nutrition. I studied psychology, energy medicine. I became a really known person for everything that had to do with natural holistic care. But what happened to me was this. My mentor, Dr. Parker, which was one of the leader figureheads of chiropractic and the president of our school and the founder of our school, said to me, I have these big seminars. I want you to start teaching. I want you to teach the students in other schools why you're being so successful. So the first thing that got me into this coaching, teaching, mentoring mode was the fact that I realized that if you have mastered something and you're not teaching others how to master it too, you will never grow as an individual. That's what my mentor told me. So my initial step was, okay, I'm going to go out there and teach in these very famous seminars. I'm only a student. They never had a student teach before. I was the first speaker as a student in 50 years that they had the seminars. And I made every mistake that I could possibly do. I was nervous. I was sweating. I didn't keep up to my outline. I took longer than I needed to. So that was my second lesson. And that is, do not expect to be perfect when you start this journey. Be okay with not being perfect. Just do the best you can. But the one thing I can tell you is when you do it and you do it again and you do it again, you will become better and you will master this. So my public speaking skills were terrible. I mean, I was terrible, but I became a great speaker. Now I get paid $25,000 to $50,000 to give a speech every year, and I do 70 speeches a year, all from being able to allow myself to go through that growing process. And then when I graduated, I opened a big practice and I became very successful for 10 years. And then I was asked to become president of Parker. My mentor, Dr. Parker, had passed away, and the board felt that I was the right person to continue his great work. I was only 33 years old. I was very nervous. And I realized that for me to be able to impact more people, why not teach what I know to people that are just becoming doctors? So that way I could influence more people through their work. And that's the evolution of a coach, a mentor. You see, the more you start teaching people one-on-one, the more you realize that for you to have a bigger impact, you need to start training others to do what you do, so that way you can then impact more people through them. So I began to recognize that through a practice, I could only impact, let's say, about 350 people a week. But if I was able to support 1,200 doctors that were in school enrolled, and then they went out into practice, and now all of a sudden they're serving thousands of patients, you see how you begin to recognize that your work can really reach the masses. So I did that for 14 and a half years. And then I started doing more media, and I wrote my fourth book, The Power of Self-Healing, which became an international bestseller with Hay House. And Dr. Phil, which had been my patient, asked me to be on his show. And he was telling the audience why he comes to me when he's in trouble and why they needed to listen to me for them to be healthy. So then at the end of the show, he says to me, you know, Fab, today you reach 60 million people through this show. That's the power of mass media. So I began to do radio, television. I retired from the presidency. And for the last 7.5 years, that's all I've been doing. Radio, television, I'm the media expert for most of the biggest networks in English and Spanish. I'm negotiating my own talk show right now. And I lecture, you know, every week somewhere in the world. I write books. I just wrote my fifth best-selling book. And I continue to recognize one thing. And that is that our journey as coaches, trainers, speakers, is to have the biggest impact that we can have in the world. And there are many mediums that you can leverage to have big impacts. So give yourself the permission to take the responsibility to say that you are ready for this. And then become a great student and learn from others how to be better every single time. You know, when I started doing media, I was very nervous. And then I started studying other people that did media, and I started becoming very good at media, where people were saying, you should have your own show. You know, when I wrote books, I can't even write. English is my second language, if you notice a little accent. So I can't even write, but I've written 4 best-selling books, and I know my fifth one will be even better, all because I know how to position in storytelling and going from beginning to end and try to take a reader through a journey, you know, from where they're at to where you want them to go. And then, of course, the English proper publishers give you editors to help you polish your writings. So you don't have to worry about how perfect your writing is. You just have to make sure that your content has great value, because that's what makes a best-selling book. You have to have value for other people to buy it, share it with their friends and family members, and for it to become something great. So that's been a little bit of my evolution. And now we can dig in specifically to any area that you want to go to.
You know, something that jumped out for me, you mentioned for people to be good students and to really learn. And then, yeah, you master something and then get out there and teach it. there's something about being a great student. I find that is, first of all, very humbling. When I just sort of reverse engineer how I got to my position just as a teacher, or even when I first started out as a practitioner, I was an intense student. And I loved being a student. I loved being a learner. It feels like that's been a big part of your DNA along the way.
Yes. And, you know, the best way that I can tell you is I'm very passionate about learning. Many years ago, someone told me, I think it was Mark Victor Hansen, that said to me that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I took that literally into my heart. I realized that if I wanted to attract great mentors and teachers in my life, I had to be the best student that I could possibly be. So my passion for learning, even at this stage in my life, I'm probably a better student today than I was 35 years ago when I started this journey. But what I find is that the more you learn, the more you want to learn. The more you apply what you learn, the more you want to learn. So those two things have kept me as a great student. And now I find myself mentoring people that I've been mentoring over the last few years, that I want to take them to, they want to mentor with me in the areas that I master. And I have enjoyed that. And what I have enjoyed working one-on-one with people is really that you get to be a part of that process of watching somebody transform right in front of you. And then you get to accelerate that process. And, you know, what took my mentor 50 years to accomplish, I was able to do in 5, all because of the lessons that I learned from him. So when you become a great student, you're not only gaining power with the knowledge you're learning, experience because you're learning and to apply what you're learning, but also you're learning how to properly have a greater value and impact in the lives of others. And that to me is the ultimate gift that you can give humanity.
Mm. What are some of the traits that you feel are important for you personally that you bring to the table as a mentor?
The most important thing is to be humble. You know, the greatest mentors that I've had in my life are some of the most influential people in the world, but they were the most humble people in the world. And what I mean by that is a good mentor recognizes that they haven't arrived, that they are just in that journey with you. And then they're able to communicate with you, not with perhaps ego or a condescending attitude, but with a sense of passion and excitement, because they are living the same message that they're sharing with you. So for me, if somebody wants to mentor with me because they want to break into the media like I have, there's been very few people that have really done as much media as I have, and now in the process of doing even more, I take them on a journey, and I can understand what it is that it feels like to feel so insecure, uncertain about what you're doing, even though your heart and your passion tells you it's what you gotta do. So I can relate to that feeling and put myself right there when I was feeling the same thing to give them comfort, ease, and security to know that it's okay. That's part of the process. And then being able to guide them as to how to position yourself in the media to be the expert for that network. So that way they see you in your local network as the person to go to. There's certain tricks that you do, because these networks, especially the news, they have to pump out so much information that they don't have enough people that are media ready to be able to support them in that process. So you have anchors, right, that are the anchors on the news giving you medical reports when they have no training in that field, but they know how to read. So the people that write them, they write them, and they know how to read it through a teleprompter. But imagine you as a healthcare provider, as a perhaps a healthcare coach, now all of the sudden that are passionate about it, understand the subject matter, you become a much better expert media than the anchor that they're using right now. if you want to be able to mentor with me and how to have a great lifestyle, you know, I've been teaching for years. In fact, my life book is called The Fab Life. And how do you create that ultimate life? Because I realized in my own evolution of life that there were certain categories of my life that I didn't pay attention on the journey of professional success. And now I realize at this stage in my life that having balance in the different categories of your life is essential for you to not only enjoy life to the fullest, but for you to be able to be sustainable in your own success. So I share that with different individuals, you know. And then one of the things that I do with my mentees, and this is very generous, but I think it's very important and what makes me very unique, I share my mentors with them. So I bring in somebody like Dr. Phil or T.D. Jakes or Jack Canfield or, you know, Harv Eckert or any of the great people that have mentored me over the years. I bring it to them directly so they can ask them questions directly. So they're the ones that come to our live events and they are kind of like my trainers. And we have the most amazing time. So I think that a good mentor, a good quality that I have is to be generous as a mentor. What's the use of me having these relationships if I'm not sharing it with people that are hungry, that are ready to go out there and be more influential? So that's kind of some of the characteristics that I see myself of why, as a mentor, that I've been having so much fun over the last few years.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm realizing that I think the field of coaching in general is missing this aspect that we're talking about called mentorship. Mentorship feels to me of a slightly higher order. So coaching to me comes under mentorship. And, you know, as you're speaking about mentorship, I just think to myself, the world is deficient in it. It really feels that way. If there were more mentors out there, I think the planet would be in much better shape.
You know, if you look at coaching, if you break everything in life like I do, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Coaching is very physical in nature, sometimes emotional in nature because of the passion behind the coach. But a lot of times you notice that a lot of coaches are driven by what I call ego, you know, confidence, certainty. A mentor is a very different animal. It's a more spiritual person. It's more on that higher level from the perspective that a mentor wants to give you regardless of the payback, you know? It's not about what I'm getting from you as an exchange, even though there's always an exchange in life because it's a natural law. But my intention in giving to you is not that exchange. It's the fact that I understand that at this stage of my life, there's no way that I can fulfill my mission by myself. That the only way I can fulfill that mission is by supporting others with what I've learned, with what I've figured out, with the resources that I've developed over the years, the relationships that I developed over the years. And that's a true mentor. You know, when my mentor, Dr. Parker, one day I asked him, I said, Dr. Parker, you have three sons that are chiropractors. Why won't you want to mentor them to succeed you? And he says, because I don't see myself in them. I see myself in you. And what I think he was telling me, and I only asked him that one time after like 15 years of mentoring before he passed away, what he saw in me is that hunger that Les Brown talks about. You got to be hungry, you know, that hunger of wanting to have an impact in the world. You know, the whole time that I was a student, and even today, I'm very hungry. It doesn't matter who it is. I want to get the most out of you so I can become a better individual, so I can have a bigger impact in the world, provide greater value into the world. So I wasn't looking for a mentor. A mentor comes to you, right, when you're ready to be mentor. So you have to stay humble. Instead of just saying, I just want to make X amount of money. Like, I don't ever talk about necessarily money with my mentees because they're all multimillionaires. I talk to them about value, balance. Those are the things that I believe are the things that are missing in the world today.
Mm. I love that concept of value. And it's so important because I think in the coaching universe, what can happen is it can be advertised as, okay, here's a quick way to make money. And yes, we require money to be alive on planet Earth and to make things happen for sure. I'm always telling people, you know, my students or anyone that wants to listen when it comes to people, like, oh, what should I charge? What should I charge? And always my first response is, what value do you bring? Like, what? And how much do you value what you actually have? Do you even know what your gifts are? Do you know what you're offering people?
So, you know, when I was, my mentor told me many years ago that money is a byproduct of your service. So there's two ways that you can live life. You can live life with a compulsion to survive, which means that every single day you're thinking about fulfilling your needs. That's survival. Or you can live life about the desire to serve, which means you wake up every day thinking about how you can provide service to those around you, right? How can you support them in their needs, not your needs, their needs? And what I've always learned is that when you provide enough service to those around you, you will never survive. Because what happens is the more service you give, the natural law of exchange is going to give you far more back for you to support your own needs, you know? And that's the part that I feel a lot of coaches today are missing. They're setting their intention to make X amount of money, whether it's part-time or full-time. And then they say, okay, I've arrived. But in reality, why are you putting a cap into it? Think about, what have you solved? What do you understand that others are still wondering about? What is it that you figured it out that where other people are still struggling? And then provide that value into those people. And then the money will come automatically. Yes, do your research and see what most people are charging for that type of service. So you can start at an average if that's what you want. You can be the highest, you can be the lowest. It doesn't really matter. What really matters is for you to focus all of your energy in what value are you going to give them when they're in front of you, because that's what they're really looking for.
How do you recharge your batteries? I know you do a lot. And you work with a lot of people. What do you do to keep yourself nourished?
So the first thing that I do is to begin every hour of the first hour of the day, I call it my me time. So that first hour is composed of physical activity, because I learned many years ago from Tony Robbins that the best way to change your state of mind is to change your state of physiology. So the first thing I do is work out. As soon as I wake up, I hit the gym. Second thing I do is I feed my mind with something in motivational spirituality. I read a book, I listen to YouTube videos, I listen to podcasts, something that inspires me that day. And then the third part is that I spend in gratitude. I really go through a very intentional gratitude phase to recognize that I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be able to do this again one more day, you know? I don't know if you know this story about me. When I was 16 years old, I came close to dying because of a robbery. And I learned to live by a principle that I live every day like if it's my last day. So whenever I wake up in the morning and I get another day, I am so grateful for the opportunity and I don't want to take that day for granted. Not anything that I do and not anyone I come in contact with for granted. Because when you do that, opportunities open up everywhere in front of you. So I do that on a regular basis, and that's how I nourish myself. I maintain a healthy nutrition, probably about 90% good, which means that right now I'm doing intermittent fasting. I started that about 4 weeks ago because I wanted to kind of cleanse my body. I do that once in a while, and I go about 20 hours of intermittent fasting, and I try to eat within a four-hour window, and it does wonders in my body. I do that, you know. But if you maintain your nutrition with more alkaline foods, more vegetables in your plate, try to go as organic as you can, plenty of water, That's essential, in my opinion, to maintain a good, healthy body. I maintain regular chiropractic care every single week. I get massages typically on a weekly or every 2 months, twice a month. And that's been a consistent habit for a long time. I surround myself with people that give me energy rather than to get energy away from me. It's so important to release the toxic people in your life. I can tell you, I know many of you are probably saying, but I'm married to them, or you know, they're my mother, they're my father. But I want you to really pay attention to that, because the people around you can either give you or take away from you. And if you have takers rather than givers in your life for the majority of your exposure, you're gonna have an impact for that. So surround yourself with people that make you feel good about yourself, that you can be yourself with, that you can have fun in life with. Take time to enjoy life. You know, I haven't had an office in my last experience, I have 400 employees and I manage three different companies. Now I have virtual employees. I don't have any buildings. I can be anywhere in the world. I make more money today than I've ever made in my life. And I'm helping far more people than I've ever helped in my life doing what I'm doing. Now that took me a little while to learn to go virtual, but it's one of the most independent things that I've ever done. So that adds to my lifestyle. But take time to enjoy every single day. Enjoy every day. Select the things that you love to do. Delegate the things that you do not enjoy in your life. And that will keep you very healthy when it comes to your mindset.
Well, I feel like you just gave us $1 million worth of coaching at least. At least. I'm going to listen to that again for sure. And I really appreciate you when you were speaking about, you know, the first hour or so of your day and making sure to spend it in gratitude. One of my mentors says that when you're in a state of gratitude, depression can't exist, apathy can't exist, fear cannot exist, remorse can't exist. All that exists is gratitude, and the universe is abundant in that moment. When I first heard that, it really hit me in a deep place. So I appreciate the reminder.
Thank you.
Yes. So Dr. Fab, tell us, how do we get in touch with you? How do we learn more about your world? And what should we know about that you're up to these days?
Well, if you want to communicate with me, just go to my website. It's drfabmancini.com, drfabmancini.com. And from there, you can get a hold of me directly. If you have any particular questions, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about my mentorship program, it's very selective, but if you feel compelled that there was something that you feel resonated with you, please, you know, shout out to me and let's have a discussion. I just want to make sure it's the right fit for you. Not only for me. The other thing is the fact that if you, I have YouTube channel, which is Dr. Fab Mancini. My Facebook page is Dr. Fab Mancini. I post a lot of great content in there, great value for all of you that are looking for ways to motivate yourself every day. But if you just shout out to me through my website, you know, let's communicate. And if there's anything that I can provide as value, just ask, because one thing that I've learned is that I do understand that you can't accomplish everything you want to by yourself. So it's okay to ask. You know, Mark, for so many years, I go to seminars and I speak, and I even give him my phone number on stage, my cell number. And I say, just call me. You'd be surprised how people just will never call you, even though they tell you they need you. So my suggestion is that if there's something in your life right now that you're going through and you feel you need a little bit of support, just reach out. If I don't know, or if I may not be able to help you, maybe I know somebody that can, but that's the main thing. But my website is definitely where you can reach me, and all of my networks are through my website anyway. So you can reach me through Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, everything through my Facebook, my website.
Great. Dr. Fab, thanks for sharing yourself so generously. Thanks for bringing so much love into the world of healing and transformation. Much appreciated. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you, Mark. And thanks for being such a great friend and a great leader in this space of health and wellness. I'm a big fan of yours, and I appreciate you very much. Love you, man.
Thank you, my friend. Love you too. And thank you all for tuning in. Lots more to come, my friends. Take care.